down there get the heaviest drop.
Drop energy.
Mm. Those that are close by don't get them, they don't feel it. Yeah. But I'm telling you, as long as you're down, God's going to lift you up.
Amen.
So I'm going to pray. Father, raise this church. Lord, to multiply, to be fruitful. That is your word. You said we should multiply, we should replenish this earth. We should be people that can subdue. I pray this church is called Dominion Church. I ask, oh God, before they have the dominion over all things, let them be fruitful. Let them multiply. Let them replenish. Let them subdue before you give them the dominion. Help them. Help every member in this church to be committed to the vision. The vision. The vision of this ministry. Let them be united together with your servants, oh Father God. Lord, I pray for financial breakthroughs. I pray for increase to come their way. In Jesus' name. Let there be testimonies even next Sunday. Yes. But what you've done, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now, come here. Come here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Leaders, come here. Come on, leaders, come here. Come surround us here and pray for us. Come go without praying for us. Come. Hallelujah.
Go ahead. No. No, you go that way. All of you go that way. No, I don't want round. I want to be good ahead. You cannot, the anointing cannot flow that way. All behind him. He's still here. All of you behind him. He doesn't flow that way.
I hear you.
Top down.
Okay.
You good, sir?
Can you stand or stretch your hands? Much best, Jesus. Because what comes from us comes from you.
You two, whether you like it or not, by default, you're there. Get in behind dad and mom. It's in the DNA.
Yes, sir.
I want all of you to raise up and stretch out your hands, Father, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this wonderful service of God, Jesus, that you brought them here. And I thank you, Father, for this fellowship that they have started. And Lord, I thank you for the faithfulness of all the leaders below them, oh Father. Lord, first I pray for the family, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
As the hate with Jesus,
yes,
I pray, Father, for Reverend Kalima, for
yes,
Bishop Kalima,
yes,
that you bless him as a head of the
yes,
house in
Lord,
the mighty name of
yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
and also his wife,
yes,
oh Father,
Lord,
and the beautiful children that
yes,
you have given them,
Lord,
oh Father. I thank you for the fear of God upon
yes,
them, Father.
Lord,
I thank you for bestowing blessings from the
yes,
top, oh Father.
Lord,
I thank you from Aaron's beard,
yes,
Father, flowing
yes,
down, oh Father,
yes,
anointing
Lord,
from Aaron's
yes,
beard, flowing down to the rest in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Bless this family.
Yes,
bless
Lord,
this whole family, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and bless all the leaders who are with
yes,
them. I pray for faithfulness
yes,
in the name of Jesus,
yes,
God.
Lord.
Father, I pray, oh God, Jesus, during every trial that they go through, they trust you.
Yes,
they'll believe in you. They'll stand
yes,
with you, oh Father God,
yes,
knowing that you are building their patience,
yes,
oh God, Lord, and to build their character
yes,
in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for the message today, oh Father,
yes,
that counted all joy,
yes,
Lord, as you go through all kinds of trials
yes,
because there is joy
yes,
that you have prepared, like how
yes,
Jesus,
yes,
oh
Lord,
God, received the joy
yes,
after
Lord,
all what he went through.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I pray, Father, that you
yes,
keep them, protect them,
yes,
Lord,
yes,
heal them from every kind of disease,
yes,
oh God.
Yes,
I bind every
yes,
spirit of sickness, every spirit of disease over them in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
every kind of disease from the ancestors of
yes,
God, every
yes,
covenant from the ancestors,
yes,
I break
yes,
it in the name of Jesus
yes,
Christ. Strengthen them, give them, Lord, anoint them, continue to anoint them, oh Father God, as they go forth, oh Father, Lord, that you bless them in every area, Father, every need that they have, oh God. Meet it, O Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for all the elders, O Father, that they'll be faithful unto you, O Father, serving you, O Father God. Obeying, O Father, the leadership of this church, O Father. Bless them, and I pray for faithfulness, O Father, and the fear of God to come upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Now come behind me, you and him. Come behind us. The children, come behind us. I want to talk to you. Come, no, Stanley, come closer. You come closer this way. Closer. I want you to understand something very important. Okay, or something very important. Okay? No distraction. No distraction. Listen. The ministry cannot move forward without understanding the vision that's in them. The vision will bring provision. If there's no vision, there can never be provision. So when you stand with them and understand the vision that they have, because if you are just going to be leaders and not understand the vision, then there's going to be misunderstanding among yourselves. There won't be growth. There won't be growth. But the moment you understand the vision that God put into your lives, then you become the hands to push them up.
Yes.
This is that when the vision comes from the Father, God doesn't give everyone visions. He gives us the leader, the vision. So you guys are here to stand and hold him and let's go ahead. I know him. I know the call of his life, your lives. I know it. Okay, I know it. He stood a test. They stood a test. So all they need from you is to be one.
To lift your hands up.
Sometimes Elijah, the one on the right hand, the king's right hand man, was the one who blocked them to receive the miracle. So you can be one of them that can block the miracle from coming in. So you need to hold on to the vision.
Amen.
And if you hold on to the vision, you see this church changed. You see miracles take place. So, you understand me? There's so much on your mind. There's so much in your head. Too much. You got to have one mind. Either stay with these guys. Be real. Guys, yes, I love you, but I think so. I got another call. Okay? You stay. Stick. And you'll see what God will do. I see a purity in your life. You're out there to serve. And keep it. Okay? You don't have two ways. You're straight. Okay? You also, with your husband. So I'm that way. Crossover. Be special. Super special. Special. Super.
Amen.
You like children. You like young children that are waiting to just receive. You're like a sponge. And you're going to get blessed in ways you've never known. And listen, you don't need those medicine. You don't need those medicine.
She confessed it, she declared it in the name of Jesus.
It's done. Amen. You do, sometimes there's a lot of...
You're supposed to share his testimony.
Wait. I see sometimes between yourselves, among your family members, among yourselves is full push, tug of war. Misunderstanding, everybody thinks he's the head, there's no tail. I'm sorry, I'm being frank, I can see what I'm trying to say. There's been within yourselves. There's one problem I face, I'm saying is a religious spirit. But you just need to kill. You remember the spirit of the mind? The spirit of the mind? That's it. Okay? Your family, I see your children, I see confusion. clear confusion. Okay? You love God, but this, you don't know how to handle issues in the home. There are some few things I cannot say, you know, I cannot say, these are personal things. But you need to make it right in the house. Okay? If he's going to be the head, let him be the head. Your decision should be clear and correct. Be the light. Be the lamp. Be pure. Purify your life. And that God will take care of the rest.
Amen.
You as a leader. But sir, you have so much in your mind. Your mind is like, you're like a computer.
Reasonings.
Too many.
Reasonings.
So much. You have so much going on.
Stronghold.
You know, you're supposed to be a great, great man of God. Great, but you limited yourself and put yourself in a box. If you can humble to these guys, just humble and learn. Live out. You know, when you come to them, learn from them. Learn from them. Learn the vision. Walk with the vision. Run with the vision. You understand me? Sometimes feels a little bit tug of war. You know, one goes this way, the other one goes that way. And so, there's no oneness. God can be one with all your leaders, everyone. Okay? With you, I see you're a pearl. I see you're a pearl, but you need to be strong. You need to be, you need to dedicate. You need to say, I'm with you, Kalemas. I'm with you, 100%. You see, I know you're there. I know it's not that you're not there, you're there. Okay, you're there committed. You see? But God says, I want to use you in different angles. Okay? You are not only a warrior, but you're also a financier. Okay? You are a end-time financier for this kingdom. Okay? So, God's going to bless you. Get ready. You're going to be blessed in ways that's going to shock people. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah, yes. I want to talk to everybody just 2 minutes. I know they're going to sing for me. Just 2 minutes. This couple, yeah, you can go back, yeah. But this couple are precious men and women of God, all right, to all of you. Like I mentioned to you earlier in my message, you know. I just want some attentiveness, just 5 minutes. These two has given their lives to serve God. It's given their lives to serve you. All right. When I shared a little bit yesterday about my, or today I shared about my pastor, how I respected and honored him. And my pastor drives a Mercedes Benz. He got 2 Mercedes Benz he drives. And I used to go by bus to work. When his birthday comes, or any celebration comes, I would always go and look for something best to bless him. The best to bless him. Not the second-hand stuff. All right? These are servants of God. These are not second-hand people. These are God's hand-picked. Amen? They're here to serve God. When they stand, they're standing for Jesus. Amen? On behalf of Jesus. When they speak, it's not them, it's God's word they're speaking. All right, so when you give them something, you're giving unto the Lord. If you give them second hand, then second hand things will come to you. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So don't say, oh, these people are poor, they'll have the second hand or whatever. I mean, don't do that. And don't bring leftovers to them. It's an insult to God. Are you understanding me? All right, these are servants of God. These people are not poor. Amen? Hallelujah. When Peter and John, who were the gate, right? Is it Peter and John? Peter and John, you know, they were going to the temple. The beggar was there, right? The beggar was there begging. He's not begging to be healed. He wants silver or gold.
Yes.
But Peter is not poor. If you go and read the book of Peter, Peter's blessed. He has so much things. He's been given so much. You read the book of Peter. He's got so much that he has with him. People brought gifts, money, everything he has. So So Peter's a rich man. He's not a poor man. These men of God are not poor. Are you understanding me?
Amen.
All right? It's not a Peter, but all what the beggar wants is money.
Yes.
He doesn't want healing. He wants money. That's what Peter and John say. Sure, and boy, I find out. What I have is here. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk.
Yes.
Are you understanding me?
Yes.
So just what I'm trying to say, it's not that Peter don't have any money.
Yes.
I mean, he has it. So what is your motive? It's about his, that guy's motive is wrong. He's begging. He's expecting them to give something. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So these men and women of God are rich.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
They are rich. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So what they have is the name of the Lord.
Yes.
To give it to you. And you are supposed to be blessing them.
Amen.
It's very important to bless the men and women of God.
Thank
I have bought brand new shirts, expensive shirts for my pastor. I would try to find out from him, his wife quietly, what kind of colors he like. You know? I would do something. They never told me to speak all this because I did and I know. Okay? Trying to find out what would pastor like. And they tell me. When anything to do with mama, they go to me, what does mama like? Nothing wrong. It's okay. Are you understanding me? You see, when you bless a man of God, you will reap more than a prophet's blessing. Anyone who gives a cup of water, amen, to a servant of God, you will receive the gift, blessings.
And you didn't give it to the man, you gave it to Jesus.
Jesus.
Whoever receives him, receives Jesus.
Yes.
Amen.
Receive. The word is receive.
Mm.
How do you receive him? Do you receive him just as Joseph, or you receive him as Jesus? That's the difference.
Amen.
When you receive a man of God as Jesus, then you receive the blessings.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
But the devil has lied to us and said he's just Joseph. He's just from Uganda. No, you're not from Uganda. You're from above.
Amen.
You're born
from
above.
Amen.
Yes.
So when you go for a party or a function, you carry some doggy bags. Stop bringing doggy bags to pastors, please. In the name of Jesus. Don't bring any doggy bags to him. You take it home to yourself. You ate, right? So take the doggy bag home and eat yourself. If you want, buy something for him and take. Go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. You brought the whole barrel. You ate balance of the chicken. Oh, the Kalimas are hungry people. Let me send it to them. These are not rubbish, taka-taka people, garbage people. Everything you don't want, you dump it there. You understand what I'm talking about? Don't ever do that.
They can't do that.
Yeah? That's why I said, don't ever do that. Hallelujah. Amen? So don't ever bring leftovers to them. If you want, think about buying something for them and bless them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, they cannot do that. Of course.
She's just trying to put it in, you know, because so many times we go to so many churches, and this is what they do to different pastors.
Mm-hmm.
They give the pastors second-hand clothes.
And leftovers.
Second-hand shoes.
Mm.
Even in
they go to a nice restaurant, they eat the balance, oh, let me take it to the pastor. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's what they do. We're talking through experience.
Yeah, we're sharing your experience, so don't ever think about doing that.
We're not talking that you guys,
says,
you are good people, and I believe you are good people. You understand me? You've never given him a dog bag.
No.
But, I know.
I don't know what a
doggy bag is. You don't know what a
doggy bag is. So he doesn't know he's receiving doggy bags. He doesn't know.
I don't want to know.
His wife knows,
amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Let's clap to Jesus. It's all about Jesus. So we're going to cut the cake. We're going to celebrate. We're going to thank God. And again, it's about Jesus. Remember this. It's all about Jesus. Whatever we do, not in his name, it's in vain. Amen? So thank you for coming. Thank you for your patience. And thank you for even being able to say, listen to them and when they go back, they're going back with a joy of a blessing.
Amen.
That exists, they hire people to listen to them. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to have this mama to take care of this. Yeah. Otherwise, this is Elder Frank, is my armor bearer.
Your armor bearer?
Yes. This one. Wherever I need him, no matter if it's midnight.
He's there.
He's there. He's there. He's the best friend of mine.
How come you didn't call me from the Bronx when he needed a ride?
I was about to call you. I forgot I called you.
You should have texted me.
Yes. No, I'm looking now.
Make it right. Next time.
Next time. No, definitely. I would have called him, but it didn't come to my mind. Yeah, definitely.
It wasn't God.
Yeah, but God, I think, wanted to do that miracle. He was telling me now, that friend who brought him, it was like a ministry, really. God wanted to help me. What is the other?
No, this one.
Oh, So Philemon, Joy, let's sing the song and then they will.
Then we will sing. I'm like a tree. Okay, yes, you could stand behind so we can take a good picture of you. Hey, first of all, we thank God for the Fernandez's family. How many of you have been so blessed to receive them in this family? You have a double blessing. Hallelujah.
Oh my God.
As they get ready the knife and the plate and the fork, let's sing for you a divine song. I'm like a tree. I'm like a tree. Before we sing the birthday one.
Wow.
You are like a tree planted by the river of water.
Thank you.
But bring your knife and we cut the cake. So we are singing, bring the knife. Let us cut the cake. Okay. All right. One, two, three, again. Hallelujah. What a joy that you were born for such a time as this. We are so glad that you chose to celebrate your life with us.
Amen.
And together with a cake, I'll ask one of Minister Tracy to bring you your card on behalf of the church, and she'll say some few words on behalf of the church, and then you'll feed your husband, and then you can.
Sister, pastor, mother, we just love you so much. I've only known you for, what is this, like 3 days or something like that? And I feel like I've known you for a lifetime. You know, you have totally blessed not only our church, but you've also blessed people that came from other places, other states even. Never ever change. Never change. Stay the way that you are. You are serious. You are determined. You are a soldier in the kingdom of God. And I just thank God for meeting you. And we are expecting greater things for you. We are expecting your territory to be enlarged in such a way that over here in America, people will know of you in a great way. God bless you. And here's a couple cards, actually, for you. God bless you. And we love you very much. Amen.
What we're going to do, we're going to move to the next room and cut it. I will ask Minister Lorelei to help me, please, get the thing cut up, and then we serve. Oh, this one we take home. She says this is for her.
Jonathan.
Paparazzi.
You see?
He says,
your first year.
Oh. Take that cheesecake. Your favorite cheesecake. That's her favorite.
She went to Brabant and said she wanted a cheesecake.
Oh, really?
God has answered you.
The Lord has answered you. Oh, that's so beautiful. So we will pass him. Jonathan Cowley, you are the one who opened it. Okay. Thank you very much for all your patience, children. I really appreciate it. So don't leave without getting the cake, okay?
It's okay.
I just want to thank Bishop Kalema and Pastor Catherine for organizing this surprise for me and all those who are involved. God bless you. Thank you very much. You know, to have a birthday on a Sunday is very rare. Hallelujah. And I'm so blessed to have my birthday exactly today. Amen. Sunday, what a blessed day. And to celebrate all the way in Connecticut.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Blessing.
Amen.
Prophetic.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
God is so good. Really appreciate your love. Amen.
Amen.
We'll continue to pray for you when we go from here.
Yes, we do.
Amen. Take care of the pastors. All right?
Amen.
Praise God. God bless you. Love you. Appreciate you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, my sister, for the wonderful words you spoke. I really appreciate them.
Appreciate you.
Thank you. God bless.
Hallelujah. All right. As we're going to eat, stretch your hand to the men of God and women of God, and I'm going to pray for them. Hallelujah. We have received, so we have to give. Amen. As you are saying that you celebrated this in Connecticut, a thought came to me. You know, this New England,
yes.
It had, in the 1800s, it had the revivals that went all over the world. And I believe, as she said, tying what she said, I believe the revival that was in this belt that you stepped in on this tour will come into your life and ministry.
Amen.
I know you sacrificed a lot to come, but you have gained more than you could imagine.
Amen.
Greater things, it may not be in other visual things, but supernaturally, there are greater things that are coming your way, even as you go back. Don't be surprised when you find, before you land at the airport, you will hear good news of great things. Hallelujah. And we are going to see you more and more. Father, in the name of Jesus, what a joy and what a blessing to have the Fernandezes in our midst this 3 or 4 days, oh God. They were indeed great, great days. And we are thankful to you, oh God. We are thankful to everybody, Father, came. The anointing that, Father, goes upon their lives. The word that you spoke through them to each person. My God, my Father, and your divine plan concerning every individual that came through this week, may they begin to see the manifestation of every answer they expect in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord our God, we declare the same anointing will go back with them. They are going back renewed, refreshed, overflowing.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, and do greater miracles for them. In Jesus' name,
yes,
continue to bind us together with the cords of love.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ, that cannot be easily broken. We thank you and honor you, for in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I declare that each one of us, Father, will walk in that power of your glory. That, Father God, we will speak of you, declare of you, and make you known. Wherever we go, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hug somebody, love somebody. And it's great. We recognize our visitor today who had missed. I know we know Steph's mom, of course. It's good to see her. We have missed you. Thank you for coming. Hallelujah. Then we have other two sisters. Yes. Yes. Oh, that's grandma. Oh, what a surprise.
Grandma, come, my goodness. Wow, it's good to have you here.
Welcome.
Wow. Welcome. Oh, okay. Well, Grandma, welcome.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen.
My name is Sister Joseph Lee Park.
Oh,
you're
very welcome.
Thank you.
And
come again.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
Come again.
Yeah, whenever you step in here, come.
Thank you very much for coming.
Hallelujah. I love you and miss you.
Thank you.